Thousands of air passengers are stranded at London's Heathrow Airport again today. The airline canceled more than 500 flights because of a strike by British Airways ground staff. This was an unofficial walkout, which came during the peak summer holiday season. The airline tells us at least 70,000 passengers are without flights. NPR's Ivan Watson is at Heathrow Airport. And Ivan, what's it like there today?
Airports, international airports, particularly Heathrow, aren't usually very calm, and this is much more chaotic than usual. About 1,000 people slept in the terminal last night. British Airways put another 4,000 people up in hotels. I was talking to a woman whose flight to Nairobi was canceled, an American woman. She said she's so upset she just wants to go into a corner and cry. Very long lines of people trying to make sense of this situation right now, with their travel plans disrupted. Some of the terminals that BA serves here have been closed, actually, except to just a handful of travelers trying to get in. You have an awful lot of staff in yellow jerseys that are trying to help people out, but they don't really have a whole lot of information. It's not clear when this problem will be resolved.
Ivan, you said people are trying to make sense of the situation. Let's try. What is this unofficial strike about?
Well, it began with caterers for British Airways called Gate Gourmet. There was a labor dispute within that company between the management and employees that resulted in several hundred people either quitting or getting fired. Then what happened was the union representing British Airways ground crew launched a sympathy strike unofficially. It was not done through the typical procedures here, and that is what has ground things to a halt here since yesterday. British Airways warned people who have to fly out before 6 p.m. tonight, not even to come into the airport. This is the second major strike to hit British Airways during the summer peak travel months in 3 years.
Is there any indication that British Airways has found a way to persuade people to go back to work?
At this time, I think they're still trying to negotiate with the unions. And in fact, the union representing the check-in staff have sent an advisory to some of their staff to go home because they're getting yelled at so much and abused by distraught and angry passengers, many of whom had to spend the night on the floor, as we mentioned before. Fortunately, some airlines are still flying. Many airlines here, most of them, are still flying on time. American Airlines is still flying. United, their service is not affected between London and the U.S.
Oh, transatlantic flights, most of them anyway, are still flying?
Absolutely, and some of them are even taking some passengers from BA. But the problem here, of course, is this is peak travel time, and this is one of the busiest airports in the world.
Ivan, I understand that you had plans to go through that airport. You're traveling from London to Istanbul, or trying anyway. How's it going?
Well, I'm checked in, and I'm on Turkish Airlines, which hasn't been affected by this strike. I do have an hour-long delay, but I'm in a much better position than the estimated 70,000 passengers who have been affected by this labor dispute.
Don't lord that over them, Ivan. They might get unhappy.
I'll try and avoid that, Steve.
Safe travels.
There really are a lot of unhappy faces here. It really is a shame, and people camping out on sidewalks. It's a pretty unhappy situation, especially since a lot of people are on vacation right now.
Ivan, safe travels.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson in London.